Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with Rowan women's lacrosse player Aaron Redman here on campus in Glassboro. And Aaron, quite a remarkable story you've lived and had here the last few years. Thanks so much for the time.
Of course, thank you.
Now, you're a senior here, and it has been quite a ride for you during your college career. You were diagnosed, I think, as a freshman with ovarian cancer. Kind of walk me through, was this something that you were not feeling right and you went to the doctor, or was this you just went to the doctor for a physical and you get news like that?
Okay, so I was very fortunate. Fortunate. January of my freshman year, I had been taken to the emergency room with kidney stones. So they were awful. They were everywhere. So I had a CAT scan done. They wanted to see where the stones were, and then they had found a mass on my ovary. And the pathologists at the hospital had just thought that it was just a benign mass and that it would go away. So I was told to follow up with my own doctor a few months later. And then in April, I had gone back to get another scan and ultrasounds done, and the mass had grown. So from there, they scheduled an emergency surgery in April. And then 2 weeks later was when we found out that it was ovarian cancer. So then a month later, I had a second surgery. And then luckily, that was all that I needed. I didn't need any chemotherapy or anything like that. But that's how it all happened. Because usually, unfortunately, ovarian cancer symptoms don't show until it is in very late stages. So I was very lucky that it was only stage one and I was able to find it through kidney stones in the emergency room. But
what was that like when they tell you that it's cancer? I mean, even if it's early, I can't comprehend, especially at 18, 19. You know, I remember being 19 and I had a hard time comprehending a lot of big picture things in general. So kind of take me through that. What that like emotionally, intellectually, as you're processing that? And how long did it take you to process it?
Takes a while. I don't know if you ever really do end up processing it fully. Being 18, being in the middle of my very first lacrosse season in college, it was very jarring. But it was something, I mean, my coach told me, she said, you don't say, why me? You say, okay, what's next? And what do I do next? So that was the mindset that I had through my coach, through my family, and my support system. And it was, we just went from there.
And you never really had any pain from it?
No.
So is that kind of a dichotomy of you're dealing with this, but I feel like I did 6 months ago? Because I think you usually associate with something like that, that, you know, I don't feel right. Did that make it harder or easier?
It was harder because I wish I had some sort of idea that this was even happening. So then, you know, like you plan it out better, but no idea whatsoever.
So you have the surgeries, you don't need anything else. So you get back to life, you get back to routine, and you tried to give it a go with lacrosse. Give me the timeline for that. And What kind of held you back that you weren't able to do what you used to be able to do?
Okay, so my second surgery, my biggest surgery, was done in June of 2015. So I attempted to come back for our fall season in October, of 2015. And I mean, it's college sports, you know, like your body demands everything. And unfortunately, my body just couldn't get back into the shape that my team needed, my coach needed. And it was really hard to deal with. It was hard to, being an athlete and quote unquote retiring early, is hard to deal with, but it was better for me to understand that this wasn't what my body was going to allow me to do. So I would stay with my team and take my talents in a different direction.
In some ways, was that almost harder than the diagnosis? Because that was tangible. Like, I can't do and play like I used to, as opposed to with the diagnosis where you didn't feel any different.
No, yeah, it was a lot harder. I mean, obviously being diagnosed with cancer, anyone is going to react differently and they're going to, like, it's going to be hard. So not being able to train myself back to where that I should have been or where I could have been was a lot harder because I wasn't able to participate and do the sport that I love the most. So that was a lot harder, yeah.
So then there's the decision where you kind of go from there. Do you stay mm-hmm. with the team? Do you – I'm sure you had ran a lot of options through your head. And kind of take me through it.
So my coach came to me and she said, like, listen, like, we can clearly see it, like, it's just not going to happen, so you can either walk away or obviously what we would want you to do is stay, and you can have a completely different role on the team, and it'll be up to you. So, of course, like, I took the day. It was completely emotional, but I decided that where I should be was with the team, and my role changed drastically, and I started to become more of a leader as an underclassman, and I was pulling underclassmen and upperclassmen, helping them with things at practice or motivating people during the game. And so my leadership role switched from on the field to off the field, and it almost felt like it was a better fit for me, and it was something that I could really roll with. And my coach had complete confidence in me that I could do that. So.
In a way, do you almost consider yourself a kind of coach, maybe a player coach type situation?
Not a coach completely. I don't know if I could handle that, but my teammates will joke around and say, like, oh, you're an assistant coach. And I'm like, no way am I an assistant coach. I'm still a teammate. Like, I love being a teammate, being a captain for my team. And it's just a leadership role that I had to take and helped my team the best that I could. So
that's, you're still a freshman, or was that for, that would be beginning of your sophomore year, I guess, Chris?
Yes, the end of my sophomore year, the beginning of my junior year was when I began.
So does that, how does that change for you? Do you find yourself getting more vocal as it, you get more comfortable with that and stuff like that?
Yes, I'm very vocal, but I do. I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, any team needs a substantial amount of communication to be successful in any sport that you play. So I always find myself trying to help my teammates communicate on the field. So I'm communicating off the field, trying to encourage them to communicate on the field. So it's kind of almost like a relaying of messages. But through the years, I have gotten more vocal. Obviously, this year, I don't really hold it back too much. But, yeah, it's just, it's a large vocal role that I take part in every day.
So. Now that you're here and you're winding down your time with the team, could you imagine, because I'm sure there was a option on the table, you just go be a student and put it in, you know, put it to bed. Could you have imagined that now, like when you look back, oh my goodness, what would I have done if I had done that?
Absolutely not. I couldn't imagine. My whole college experience has been shaped by this team and this experience, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
So you did get in one game. Mm-hmm. It was this as we're talking, last weekend against Ramapo. Was that part of a plan that, hey, if we get in a situation, this is going to happen? Or are you sitting there and you get tapped? Time to go.
No. It was, so we had an event this past Saturday. It was our family and friends day. So we have a big barbecue. Everyone's family comes. So my whole family was already there. And a few days prior, Coach came to me and she said, you know, you can dress if we get in this situation. I can put you in, like, towards the end of the game. And I was like, all right, sure. Like, that's fine. So, yeah, the end of the game came and I was able to get in for a few minutes. But it was still special, like, having all my family there, my teammates there. Yeah, it was special.
What we talked earlier about surrealness, was there a surrealness about that? Like, you're back out here, and even if it's just for a few minutes, it had to, you know, I imagine a lot rolling around upstairs.
A little. Of course, it's like all my teammates are like, yeah, I'm like screaming. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, like, I don't want this, like, attention. I'm like, just stop. But it was surreal. Like, being on the field with them was kind of cool to do it again, even if it was just a few minutes. Like, it was still great to have. Yeah.
And did that kind of complete, you know, that you've gone through all this and, you know, you got in? I go on the website before I come here. Your name's in. Seriously, like, a lot of people would love, don't have, you know, that love sports, don't have that. And through it all, you were able to check that box.
Yep. So, I mean, there's a few stats on there for me. So, I mean, that's all I could ask for.
How has this experience changed you as a person?
I mean, I feel like I've always had, like, an innate leadership quality just from athletics throughout my whole life. And I think it's just encouraged me that I can help lead other people. I like helping people, so it's interesting for me to help my teammates and everything. So I've grown into a more confident leader, which is obviously something that anybody would be thankful for going into moving out of college into their career life. So,
is it possible in a weird way that your college athletic career turned out to be more fulfilling with you not being able to play?
Yeah, I think so. Because I have more of a substantial role as a team where I am now than I would have had still playing. So,
and it's interesting, kind of separate for that. I talk to a lot of people that go from player then become an assistant coach, and mm-hmm. I ask, is it tougher, you know, to be a player, to be in the moment, or is it tougher to be the coach who says you should do this and then go watch? Mm-hmm. How tough was it for you to, you know, when you're helping out your teammates and you see somebody make a mistake or somebody do something differently than you would do it? Did it take a while for you to be able to get over not having the control of being a player in that situation? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, it's hard because, like I said, like, I want to help out my teammates and I know the potential that they can reach and I know how well they can do something. So it is hard going from a player and kind of just, like, pushing someone on the field, like, you got to go this way or something, and then being on the sideline and trying to tell them what to do when I'm not physically there. But I think that's where I've grown, like, giving better advice or talking through situations better with my teammates, because a lot of them will come to me if they're confused on a concept or a drill. They'll be like, I just need you to talk me through it. So I'll just stand there and I'll just talk them through it, like, as much as they need. And it's become more effective to do it that way and help them walk through it step by step. And then seeing them actually do it in the drill, it's really fulfilling. But, yeah.
So how has this shaped you going forward as far as where you want to go with life?
Well, I want to go into teaching. So I guess that's where my where I want to help people comes from, or explaining things and then, like, getting excited when my teammates do something. So it's very teacher thing to do. But it has helped. I mean, I have gone from being a player, and I coach youth lacrosse now, so that's exciting. And through my role here on the team, I feel it's made me a better coach, too, for the younger kids, because I know what I can do off the field, and I know what I have done on the field, so it just makes me a better person to grow the sport, to help people that want to learn the sport.
And it's winded down here. I think you guys have two regular season matches left. Three. What goes through your mind here? I mean, the final few weeks of a season for any college athlete, college, is tough. What are the emotions like for you here? Because, you know, you've been through life changes, you know, with this program.
Mm-hmm. It's sad to think about, obviously, but with this group, I'm so confident. Like, we're so confident in this group that, yeah, our regular season's winding down, but we are, like, full steam ahead, looking forward to this postseason and playoffs, and I'm just super excited. Like, excitement is just the only thing I can explain. But, yeah, I mean, after that, it's really sad to think about leaving, because I have done so much here, and everyone here has done so much for me, so...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.